Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie, are you ready to learn?
Hi friends, my name is Peter, welcome to the show. Today's topic is language.
And our title is, What Did You Say? What did you say? Sometimes when we speak to someone, it's not always clear. It might even be confusing, right, Peter?
Oh, what? Sorry, were you talking to me?
Yes, I was. All right, well, let's read it together. Here's Peter to help us.
Many different words sound the same. Everyone is confused. Alex wants a sugar cookie, and Susie wants one too. But Alex didn't hear Susie correctly. He was going to buy Susie two cookies. Taylor and Linda are also confused. Linda found a cheap pair of shoes on a fashion app. Taylor tells Linda to buy them, but Linda thinks she said goodbye.
I have won.
You won? Did you win a game, a race? What did you get for a prize?
No, Peter, I have won. Not W-O-N, won, as in O-N-E.
Oh, sorry, Marie. I didn't hear you correctly, and I can see where this lesson is going already.
Yes. Well, let's get started and see what this lesson is all about. Before we do, let's go to Christina. She'll show us our keywords.
Hello, Alex 说他想要去买糖霜饼干来吃。首先我们来学 sugar, 糖这个字。比如说 ,I don't like too much sugar in my coffee. 我咖啡里不喜欢加太多糖。既然糖是 sugar, 今天 Alex 说糖霜饼干就是 sugar cookie。名词 cookie 指的是甜的饼干。Alex wants a sugar cookie. Linda 正在用手机 shopping. 她看上了一双很可爱的鞋子。一双就是 a pair. 一双鞋的话就是 a pair of shoes. 鞋子就是 shoe. 不过 shoe 指的是一只鞋子。而一般讲到鞋子的时候都是一双。所以别忘了要用复数的 shoes. Linda 是用手机的应用程式看到这双鞋子。Linda is looking at a fashion app. 电脑应用程式就是 app.
Alex, where are you going?
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I want a sugar cookie.
Yummy! Can you get me one too?
Okay.I'll buy you two.
No, I only want one cookie.
What? You just said, get me two.
No, I said, get me one too.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you correctly.
Susie and Alex are in the studio.But it looks like Alex wants to go somewhere else. Where is he going?
Well, he is going to the Jungle Cafe. He wants a sugar cookie.
Ooh, sugar. I like this word. Sugar is sweet. There's sugar in candy. There's sugar in chocolate.
When I drink coffee, I put sugar in it. It makes my coffee taste better. So,Alex wants a sugar cookie. Marie, can you help us out with this word?
Of course I can. This is a plate of cookies. These are all sugar cookies. And you can see they come in all shapes and sizes.
Ooh, those are all different kinds of sugar cookies, I can tell.
Yeah.
Can I have one?
Is that why you're looking at it? Of course you can. Well,Susie also wants a sugar cookie. She says, can you get me one too? Here's Christina to teach us something about this question.
Susie 也想要吃糖霜饼干，所以她请 Alex 也帮她买一个。她说 ,Can you get me one too? 我们特别来看看 get 这个动词。get 和英文里的 have 或是 take 一样，有很多不同的意思和用法。在今天的这个句子里 ,Can you get me one too? 它是买东西的意思，不过这都是比较口语的表达方式。我们来看例句。I can get some ice cream on my way home. 我可以在回家的路上买点冰淇淋。I got this cell phone last summer. 这只手机是我去年夏天买的。Do you want me to get you some coffee? 你要我帮你买咖啡吗？学会在口语中使用这个 get, 买，会让你的英文听起来更道地哦。
Thanks, Christina. Susie wants a sugar cookie too. So Alex says, I'll buy you two. And that's our grammar point for today. So let's join Rebecca so she can tell us more about this sentence.
Hey everyone, I know that today you are going to have a lot of fun. Why? Well, you get to learn a grammar point. If you want to say that you will do something,You can use this grammar point. For example, I'll drive you to the party. Or you can also replace the I with she. She will find you a tutor. Don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. I think Alex is confused. Susie just wanted one cookie, not two.
Wait, what? But she said, get me two.
No, she said, get me one, too.
Oh, get me one, too. Hey, get me one, too. Peter, that's today's
calendar phrase.
Get me one, too.
Get me one, too.
也买一个给我。
I'm going to get a cookie.
Oh, get me one, too.
I'm going to get a cup of coffee.
Oh, get me one, too.
I'm going to get a donut.
Get me one, too.
And I'm going to get a can of cat food.
A can of cat food?
Yes. Do you want one, too?
No, thanks. Do I look like a cat? No.
Get me one, too.
Get me one, too.
也买一个给我。
So, Marie, do you see why Alex was confused?
Yes, he thought she wanted two cookies, two as in T-W-O, but she didn't mean that. She said, get me one, too, as in T-O-O.
Yes, very good. So Alex didn't hear her correctly, but now they understand each other.I hope they enjoy their sugar cookies.
I hope so. Well, maybe you guys can get something to eat, too. Maybe look in your cabinets and grab a cookie.
Ooh, does that mean it's time for a break?
Yes, it does.
All right, friends. We're going to take a short break right now, and we'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back from the break. Peter, what does right mean? R-I-G-H-T.
Oh, that means a direction, like go right. It can also mean correct. The boy was right.
Yes, and the word right, W-R-I-T-E, means you use a pen or pencil to write on some paper.
Wow, well, think about that.These are difficult words. You're doing great. Well, let's continue. Here's conversation B.
What are you looking at, Linda?
It's just a fashion app.
Are there any good deals on there?
Well, this cute pair of shoes is only $25.
Buy them.
Huh? Are you leaving?
No. Why do you ask?
You said bye then.
Oh, no. I said buy them. You should buy those shoes.
Linda is looking at her smartphone. She's looking at a fashion app. Marie, what kinds of apps do you have on your smartphone?
Oh, I have many apps on my smartphone. I have photo apps where I can decorate my photos, and I also have social media apps so I can talk with my friends and family a little bit more.
Well, I use many apps that help me with my calendar, so when I'm busy, I know what I'm doing and I can set alarms. So what kind of apps do you have on your smartphone? Maybe you can show a friend one that you just downloaded.
Taylor wants to know if there are any good deals on her fashion app. And there are. Linda says, this cute pair of shoes is only $25. Christina, I know you like this sentence a lot, so tell us more about it, please.
Linda 说这双可爱的鞋子只要25块美金。This cute pair of shoes is only $25. 我们来看这个句子里的动词 is。很多人说明明是复数的 shoes, 怎么会用单数的动词 is 呢？因为动词要配合的是主词，而本句的主词其实是 this cute pair of shoes, 这双可爱的鞋。因为主词是一双鞋，所以当然动词就要用 is, 不可以用 are。我们来看看其他的例子。This pair of glasses is my favorite. 那副眼镜是我最喜欢的。That pair of jeans is her birthday gift. 那件牛仔裤是她的生日礼物。所以要按照语义弄清楚主词是什么，才会用对哦。
Thank you very much, Christina. So Linda is looking at a pair of shoes on her phone. When two things are meant to be together, we say a pair.
Right. I'm wearing a pair of shoes. One on my left foot and one on my right foot. When it's cold, make sure to put on your pair of gloves.
Also, when we talk about pants, we can use the same word.A pair of pants. So, how many pairs of pants do you have? Well, I'm wearing one pair of pants right now.
And they are very nice. Well, Taylor wants Linda to buy the shoes. She says, buy them.
Yeah, but Linda doesn't understand. Linda is wondering why Taylor is leaving.
Wait, what? Taylor is not leaving?And I don't understand why Linda thinks that.
Well, because Taylor said, bye then.
No. Taylor did not say bye then. She said buy them. Linda should buy those cute shoes.
Oh, I see. Buy them. Buy then. Ah, that was a little confusing, but Linda understands now.Friends, it's important to speak clearly and listen carefully, too.
Right. And if you speak too fast, people might not understand you. Well, I hope Linda buys those shoes. They are really cute. All right. Well, right now it's time for us to review those keywords. Here we go.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Sugar.Sugar. This drink is sweet. It has sugar in it.
Cookie. Cookie. I love a chocolate cookie with my tea.
Pear. Pear. She has a beautiful pair of eyes.
Shoe. Shoe. We wear shoes on our feet.
App. App. Modern phones come with lots of apps. Okay, friends, those are your keywords. Keep on practicing. And now let's take a look back at our conversations one more time.
I'm going to the Jungle Cafe. I want a sugar cookie.
Yummy! Can you get me one too?
Okay, I'll buy you two.
No, I only want one cookie.
What? You just said get me two.
No, I said get me one too.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't hear you correctly.
What are you looking at, Linda?
It's just a fashion app.
Are there any good deals on there?
Well, this cute pair of shoes is only $25.
Buy them!
Huh? Are you leaving?
No. Why do you ask?
You said buy them.
Oh, no. I said buy them. You should buy those shoes.
Peter, take a look behind you.
Okay.
What do you think we will talk about right now?
Homonyms. Homonyms.
That's right. Homonyms are words that sound the same, but have different meanings. For example, two, as in T-O, and two, as in T-O-O, and two, as in T-W-O.
Wow. Well, earlier in our lesson, we talked about the word pair, P-A-I-R. This means two of something that is similar, but the word pair, P-E-A-R, pear means something else. That is a delicious fruit. Sounds the same, spelled differently, and are two different things.
Well, let's talk about one more. The word here, H-E-A-R, and the word here, H-E-R-E.
Okay, well, H-E-A-R, that's when we listen and hear sounds, right?
That's right. And H-E-R-E is something different. You can say, here I am, or here are those pair of glasses you wanted.
Very good. Well, we hope you learned something, but now it's time for Jungle Chit Chat. Let's watch it together.
Look, Ginger, I got a new pair of shoes.
Ooh, they're really, really nice.
Do you want me to buy you a pair?
No thanks. I don't want a pair.
Are you sure? Because I can get you a pair.
No thanks. I don't want a pair. But I do want a banana.
Ginger, I'm not talking about a pear, the fruit.
You're not?
No, I'm talking about shoes. I have a new pair.
Oh, well, why didn't you say so?
I did.
Some English words sound the same.
But have different meanings.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Mean? Hey, I'm not mean. I'm nice.
Huh? Oh, well, since you're nice, will you buy me a banana? Please?
Peace? Why do you want peace?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time. A time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about words. And here to answer our question is, well, me. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Welcome to the show. Thank you. Rob, we have a question today from Kai Guo Chang of Taipei, Taiwan. Can you help us answer it?
Sure.
I'll try. Great. Kai Guo writes, I really love English. But there are many words in English that sound the same, but they have different meanings. I often get confused. Can you teach me some words to be careful of? Sure, Kaibo. I would love to. Thanks, Rob. First, let's talk about there, T-H-E-R-E, and there, T-H-E-I-R. Those two words sound the same, but they have very different meanings. Right. There, T-H-E-R-E, means a place. I can say, sit over there, or there is my mother. And there, T-H-E-I-R, means something belongs to two or more people. Them. These books are theirs, or this is their food. It belongs to those two people. Right. How about this one? One, O-N-E, and one, W-O-N. One, O-N-E, means one single thing. I ate one cookie, or I have one sister. Right. And we use one, W-O-N, when we talk about winning. It's past tense. Right. For example, my team won the game last night. Or, my mother won the cooking contest. Exactly. Perfect. Thanks for answering our question, Rob. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. We'll see you next time on Question Time.
Thanks for joining us on our show. Now, many words sound very similar to each other, like we saw in our lesson today. Words like by them and by then. They sound the same, but mean very different things.
Well, I think of words like mothers and others. If you don't hear the first letter, the meaning really changes. Or bag and beg. Again, the sound matters. Or phone and home. Wow, there are many in English, and it just takes time. And you know, you can always just say, excuse me, can you say that again? I didn't hear you clearly.
That's right. You can always ask them again. And of course, they will repeat what they just said.
Well, friends, we hope that you enjoyed today, and we will see you again tomorrow right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.